K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
This is Jared.
Hello, Jared.
Hi, Jared.
It's Hello. Jared. What are you doing?
Well, I just wanted to talk to you guys because I had a really great date with this girl that I met online, and I haven't heard from her.
What happened?
Uh-oh.
We had a really great date. It was a great night. We did a whole New Year's Eve thing. It was great. I took her to a really nice place. I took her to Adobe Gila and danced, and we hung out. And I had to go because of work the next day. I had to get up really early, so I left. But, you know, the night was great. She was clearly into me. I was clearly into her, you know. I mean, there was no questions about it. And, I haven't heard from her. It's been a week. So I just don't know what's going on, you know.
So you guys rang in the New Year together, and then you had to go home because you had to get up early. That sucks.
It totally sucks. Aww. I was like, 5 a.m. the next day.
So Ouch.
Yeah.
Well, what's her name?
Her name is Sierra.
Aww.
Okay, well, here's what we'll do. We're going to put you on hold. We'll grab Sierra's phone number off the air. We'll call her, and as long as she picks up that phone, we'll get her on the air and find out what she's got to say about you in about 8 minutes or so.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Jared, where do you work that you have to, like, get up so early on New Year's Day? That stinks.
Yeah,
it was rough. I work at a used car dealership. Yeah.
I think people are making resolutions. I don't need me a car.
it's a pretty big day. You'd be surprised. And a lot of people, I don't know how they get out of bed that early, but they do.
Hey, Jared, so, hold on, buddy. Hold on. The phone's actually ringing. Okay. Sorry to cut you off, but the phone's ringing.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sierra?
Is it she?
Hi, Sierra. This is Nancy.
Hi, Sierra. I'm Fry Guy.
We're from K99.
That's right. I've met you guys before.
Oh,
hi.
How are you?
Do you remember me?
Yeah, I sure do.
Well, of course.
I do. Hi. Are you the one with the really long curly hair?
Yeah.
Aw. Yeah, you were so nice and sweet. Well, do you have a second?
Uh-oh, are you calling me? What's going on?
Well, here's what's going on. We got to talk to somebody you know, and we have a question for you. We talked to Jared. He said you guys went out New Year's Eve style and went to Adobe Gillis, that sort of thing, and then he hasn't heard really much back from you.
Sounds like a nice guy, Sierra.
He did.
I mean, have you...
Oh, wow. Jared, yes. Well, he seemed like a nice guy at first, but the night was a bit interesting, to say the least.
What happened?
He just wants to know what happened, or...
Well, he wants to go out with you again.
Yeah, that's why we're calling, but we just kind of want to get the rundown, what you were thinking.
Oh, okay. Well, basically, I mean, I haven't been returning his calls or texts. You know, we had a really nice night. We were going out and stuff, and I thought we were having a great date, and I was actually really into him. You know, he's really cute, but after New Year's, he was like, I need to go home and sleep, because he said he had to work early the next day or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At this car place, and come to find out, they were closed on New Year's. So he lied to me.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was, like, really awful. And then on top of that, God, you know, I'm talking about this on the radio. I left, like, a half an hour later, and I saw what I thought was his car, because he drives this very specific old Camaro, and I was going around the corner, and I drove up to his car, and the windows are fogged, and he rolls down the windows, and I'm like, because he, you know, sees another car getting over there, he rolls down the windows and says, I'm not Jared, I'm his twin Jason. I was like, what?
Was he alone?
No, there was a chick in the car.
Are you serious?
No.
Yeah, he said, and I was like, are you kidding me right now? First of all, he's never mentioned a twin, and second of all, what are the odds that his twin brother Jason, and who drives the exact same car as he does, would be around the corner from where we were hanging out? I mean, the guy's an idiot. I'm not stupid.
Okay, all right, listen, look, actually, I do have a twin brother, so I'm going to back off a little bit. That is completely true.
Okay,
all right?
Real quick, just so you know, that Sierra, that's Jared. He's been listening.
Wow, he's been listening this whole time.
Yeah.
Well, he wanted to go out with you.
I do have a twin brother, Jason, and we actually have the same car. It's like our thing. We hang out. We have the same car.
You're an adult man with a twin brother, and you have matching cars. What are you, 12?
We do, actually, and I bet you didn't realize that at the restaurant, we actually switched out midway, and you probably didn't realize that either.
Oh, no,
come on.
You're a psychopath. Well, good. I'm glad I know this early on. That's ridiculous. What? That's absurd. You switched out with your brother? What is this, a parent trap? I can't believe this.
Yeah, whatever. And you know what? We had a really good time, and you were just being like a cold the whole time, so why would I even want to go out of the anyways?
You
so
were
whatever.
Flirting with other girls in front of me, and you were, like, totally checking other people out. I mean, some girl's guy friend or boyfriend even, like, was like, yo, back off. I saw that in the corner. You just couldn't keep your eyes off anyone. You know, I just... You're making a complete fool out of me. I asked your dad if you had a twin brother. I asked him if he had two sons, and he said he only had
Whoa.
One. And I just don't understand why you would try to make a fool out of me on the radio.
Are you talking to my dad? Why are you talking to my dad? That's like the weirdest thing ever. We had one date, and you're like looking into my life. You know what? The truth is, I don't even have a twin brother, but, like, the night was crap, all right? And I'm not, I mean, this is like, if you're going to be an emotional basket case, I don't want to see you anyways. Jesus.
You lied to me. Why do you hate me? What's wrong with you? I don't understand. We were having a really nice time. Why would you have to leave and hook up with another girl when I was totally into you and I'm not an emotional basket case? I was depressed.
Yeah, okay. Which is clearly being displayed right now. I'm just trying to have a good night with you and we hang out for 4 hours and you're already, it's like we've been dating for 2 years. This is like the biggest red flag in the world. So clearly, you know, you're not even someone I want to be with.
Wow.
I hate you.
Oh.
Are you going to tell them that you cried on the date too? When it hit like almost 11:45, almost midnight, and you just started crying for no reason? You wanted you to tell them that.
I told you I had lost my cat the week before. Aww. I told you about that.
Mr. Cat.
So you lost your cat a week ago and you're crying at midnight? Like, this, you're just like a crazy emotional. I'm out.
Is he gone?
Well, it sure looks like it. Yeah, he's gone.
Sierra, you okay?
You all right?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
You know what?
Aww.
You know what, Fry? I bet our boss won't care if we do this. We usually offer like the couple a second date and all this kind of stuff, but we can do this for her, don't you think?
Yeah, this is just a one-time deal, but I think you deserve it.
Yeah, we'll send you out to dinner with a nice guy and a limo. We've never done this before.
Oh, that's really sweet, you guys. Thank you. You probably think I'm crazy. I'm really not.
No, you're okay.
Fry's got cats.
Yeah, I do. So I understand completely.
We just need to find a nice guy.
Thanks. You guys have somebody in mind?
Fry.
I'll go with you.
He's a good guy. Fry wears a white hat.
I would love to go on a date with you, Fry.
Okay, well, we will go. Consider it done.
Yeah, I've seen you before. You're so cute. I'm really excited for this date. I feel like you and I are really going to hit it off, Fry.
All right. Well, we'll go have a good time, see what happens.
I can't wait. Oh.